ini nga balay, ini nga puste, gimbayo-bayo, gininangin.
That's Ian, recalling how the wind violently shook his house, tore the roof off. His cousin was swept away by the water. His little brother Leo cried out to God to make it stop.
Lord, Lord, tama na agad. Ginagkot na ako.
How does a child come back from that? Filmmakers working with a group called Mission Tacloban recorded Ian's story of surviving Typhoon Haiyan. In November 2013, the typhoon, called Yolanda by Filipinos, devastated the island of Leyte. The Leyte-based RTR Medical Foundation created Mission Tacloban and set up a command center. They organized volunteers to provide shelter, electricity, food, and water for first responders. Then they got to rebuilding. But they knew that tending to physical needs would not be enough.
If you've been working in Leyte right after Yolanda, you really see how shell-shocked people were. Kids especially, you know, we would be involved in some programs for school rebuilding, and children would just be sitting in makeshift tents or whatever was left of their classrooms, just staring into space. I mean, just, you know, it was that bad.
That's Kingay Hontiveros, mission director. We talked over Skype about how the Mission Tacloban Grassroots Football Program was born. For Americans, that's soccer, by the way. It was supposed to be a one-time event, just to get kids playing again.
You know, let's do a football tournament for the children. We'll like gather maybe 100 kids from about 8 towns all over Leyte. You know, we'll put them together, you know, for 1 week. We'll pick them up every day from the school, from their houses, bring them to the, you know, to the training field, and then we'll fly in all these volunteer coaches from all over the world who can devote time and effort to, you know, to spend time with the kids.
Here's one of the coaches who volunteered, Ebi Cleopas from Nigeria.
I volunteered to be in Tacloban because from the time I heard about the loss of the typhoon, which happened there, I always looked for an opportunity to express my love to those who lost the loved ones. So I've always wanted to show love to them in any way I could.
And then by the time that the camp finished and we had the tournament, they were actually laughing, playing, a little bit more boisterous, you know, just really being kids.
And it wasn't just the kids. And it was about more than just having a good time.
So the parents would, you know, every day they would say salamat. They sort of like latched onto it, something hopeful, you know, for themselves and for their children.
So from a one-off, the RTR Cup became an annual tournament. Mission Tacloban set up training routines. They even sent some players to a camp in Cebu City affiliated with Spanish club FC Barcelona. They fielded a team to compete in the Alaska Cup in the national capital.
These boys from, you know, from Leyte, this is the first time for them to compete in a tournament as big as this in Manila. And they were up against boys who were of the same age bracket, but twice their size. They were up against teams from, you know, these exclusive schools in Metro Manila. And they're actually very talented. They play with a lot of passion, a lot of heart.
Topping that, they got to play for the Pope when he visited Tacloban. While the program racked up achievements, it kept its focus on helping each of the kids heal and open up. Remember Ian, who talked earlier about how he and his brother Leo suffered through Yolanda? Listen to their coach as he watches them train.
Ian was very serious. Leo was more of a, you know, just enjoying the moment there, he's there. These two kids, guys, Leo and Ian, they're very solid.
These interviews with Ian and the coaches were from short videos Mission Tacloban made to spread the word about their efforts. In addition to her work with the mission, Gingay makes documentary films with her producing partner, Gabby Malvar. Her two roles converged, and it was just a given that they would record every step in the kids' journey with a football project. A full-length documentary was a logical next step. But the story they told wasn't always up to them. Working with kids can be as changeable as the unforgiving weather. This is the film's writer and director, Troy Bernardo.
You can't predict if the team would win or not, or lose. You cannot predict the behavior of the kids. Sometimes they played very well. Sometimes they would get into fights among each other. And sometimes they would be so, they wouldn't be interested in playing that well. So those were the challenges. It was really just human behavior.
The movie, Fields of Hope, follows the team from Barangay San Jose, a coastal village nearly wiped out by Yolanda. They premiered the film in Tacloban for Yolanda's second year anniversary.
The coaches cried, a lot of the parents cried, and the kids, they loved seeing themselves, and you know, they had their pictures taken with us. These kids are very shy, so for them to ask you to have a photo with them is already a big deal.
The creators are upfront that while they aim to deliver an artistically satisfying experience, that's not the main goal of the film.
It's storytelling. And it's a good story, and it's narrated by Pinky Amador, who has an incredible voice. So it's worth watching cinematically for the drama and all of the cinematography. But really, the main objective is, it's really to create an awareness of football, of the program of football in Tacloban, and how it is giving hope to these kids.
Next stop for the film is New York City, as part of the Manhattan Film Festival. From there, the creators want to find a distributor to bring the film to as wide an audience as possible. Mission Tacloban hopes the film will draw more attention and support for their cause. There's still more to be done. The program has been open to both girls and boys from the start, but only one girl joined the first RTR Cup, so they need to reach out more to girls. They want to support the older boys who will be graduating out of the program soon, as well as those who want to seriously pursue careers in football. This movie is not the end of the kids' stories, and they have enough to look forward to for several sequels. Fields of Hope is showing on April 23 at the Players Theater in New York City. Go to thefilam.net for details. Music in this story was from Acid 42. Additional audio from the Extra Mile Productions and Mission Tacloban. Special thanks to Jocelyn Gonzalez and John Rudolph. For the Film in New York, this is Rosalind Tordesillas.